Today was homecoming day at Michigan State University. The Spartans beat Iowa's Hawkeyes 31-28, but fans said there seemed to be fewer people in the stands. Yesterday, there was an anthrax scare on the East Lansing campus. It turned out to be a hoax, but it has made people there more alert.
Was I scared to come here? No. Did I go on the internet and check it out? Yes. Figured that it was not anthrax, and here we are.
Spartan football fan Lisa Leslie speaking before the Michigan State game. The anthrax scares and the warnings about possible terrorist attacks this weekend have people around the country on edge, not sure what's coming next. We've asked Clint Van Zandt, an expert in counterterrorism, to join us. Clint, what do you make of these anthrax incidents so far?
Well, so far, Lisa, it does not appear that it's the work of any type of sophisticated terrorist group. And I don't want to give terrorists too much of a do. In essence, give them, say they're really bright. What they did to us on September 11 was very much of a challenge. But right now, we see a very low grade of anthrax. In essence, it has not been weaponized. It hasn't been genetically altered as a nation state would do. So the anthrax that has been developed so far, and in fact, it's not even been genetically proven by DNA that it's the same strain that we've seen in the country in these incidents so far. There's nothing to indicate it's the work of a terrorist group, of a terroristic individual. So the jury's still out, but it's too early to start to attribute it perhaps to the September 11 date.
Well, you know, when the FBI comes out and issues a warning such as we expect something to happen in the next few days, Americans should be on alert, but they're very vague and they don't say anything more than that, wouldn't terrorists be less likely to attack when everybody's on alert? I mean, why not wait for a moment when it's a complete surprise?
Well, I guess there's two options here. Number one is you could be exactly right, and the terrorists can just sit back and say, well, let's just, if the FBI said a few days, let's just hang back till Wednesday or Thursday of next week and then do something. Part of the issue is how long can you lean forward in the saddle, so to speak, without falling off your horse? If, in fact, we have a red alert, eventually there has to be a blue alert or a green alert to call people back down, to let them rest from these 16, 18-hour shifts. The other side, though, if you're a terrorist, is that if you really want to show your ability to hurt this country, that's almost like saying, come on, throw your best punch, or I can take your best punch. It's saying that we will put the word out. We know that you are on the highest level of possible alert, and we can still do something. And it doesn't have to be 4 or 5 or 6 people doing something, Lisa. All it takes is one individual, like we've seen some of the attacks in Israel and other places around the world. One person can make a very powerful statement, unfortunately.
You've spent your career in counterterrorism. What's your biggest concern right now?
Terrorists always go back to explosives. That's always terrorism 101. Since the beginning of gunpowder, it has been used in a negative way like that. If we look past the last 25, 30 years, we see terrorists always reverting to explosives. They understand it. It's easy to get their hands on. They can use it. It doesn't take a laboratory to do anything with it. So chemical, biological, yes, that bothers us. Personally, I'm sometimes worried about a radioactive concern. In essence, if a terrorist group were able to get their hands on some type of substance that was radiated, strap some explosive around it, and detonate that, of course, then we have a large area of a city, perhaps a couple of square blocks, that then FEMA has to go in and clean up on. But large-scale use, chemical, biological, probably not. Your chances of getting hit by a drunk driver are much greater in this country than being the victim of a chemical, biological attack. One terrorist with an explosive device, that's why law enforcement wants all citizens looking. You are your brother's keeper in America today.
Okay, Clint Van Zandt, a career FBI official in counterterrorism and now head of the security firm Van Zandt & Associates. Thank you, Clint.
Thank you.